should know the background to it. And finally, let me speak about the matam. You know the matam, when you beat your chest. See, the Prophet ﷺ prescribed a certain way of mourning. And that is that you mourn for 3 days. And then although you are hurt, you carry on with your life, because you understand that a day will come that you will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore you mourn for 3 days, and then you carry on with your life, although there is a hurt there. But that's as long as you mourn for. And you look, Hussein radiallahu anhu was martyred when? 1400 years ago. And come every year on the 10th of Muharram, you're beating your chests. The Prophet ﷺ said that that person is not from amongst us, that he slaps his cheeks and he tears his collars and he calls the dawah of jahiliyyah. That person is not from amongst us. And people, they cut themselves up. And really, you have Sunnis participating in these martyrs. The only people who should really cut themselves up are the ones who kill them. And if you kill them, fine. But the unfortunate reality is that many Sunnis actually participate in these gatherings. They want to see what's happening. And they will go. In the time of the Prophet ﷺ, the Prophet ﷺ walked past a certain lady and she was crying profusely because her son had just passed away. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Fear Allah," because she was crying profusely. And she didn't know that this was the Prophet ﷺ. And she said, "You have not been afflicted by that which I have been afflicted with." And look at the hikmat of the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ could have turned around and he said, "How dare you speak to me like that? Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am? I am the Khatib of the Jami Masjid. And you speaking like that to me?" This was the greatest of creations, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he saw that she was mourning. And when people are mourning, sometimes they can't think rationally. He didn't force the issue, he walked away. He walked away. This was the greatest of creations, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And look how much love this woman had for the Prophet ﷺ. When they told her that it was the Prophet ﷺ, the narration mentioned, أَخَذَهَا كَالْمَوْتِ, it was though as death had descended upon her. And she mentioned, "I went to the house of the Prophet ﷺ, and now when I went to the house of the Prophet ﷺ, there were no guards. There was no entourage." And Ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi mentions that the reason the Prophet ﷺ didn't want guards and an entourage around him, because this is the sign of worldly kings. And the Prophet ﷺ wasn't a worldly king, and this is why he didn't want men around him. And she mentioned, "I went to the Prophet ﷺ and I explained it to him." And the Prophet ﷺ didn't say, "Don't do that again. Next time you do that, I'll sort you out. You know, I got men like Umar ibn Khattab around me, Khalid ibn Walid." And he didn't say this, because the Prophet ﷺ was the wisest of men, and he was the most humblest of men, and he was the greatest of men. And these people were ready to die for the Prophet ﷺ. But see, this was the humbleness of the Prophet ﷺ. He wanted to show that no matter what status you achieve in this dunya, understand that my status is greater than yours. Understand that I am Sayyidul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. I am the leader of all the Prophets and all the Rasul. But look at the humbleness that I have. And the only thing he said to this woman, he said, "Asabr in the sadmatil ula." He said, "True patience is at the first affliction." Not that you wail and you scream, and then 3 months down the line you say, "I'm doing sabr." No, sabr is at the first affliction. And therefore, this is how the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah mourn. And you see, honestly, you see when the martyrdom comes, how many Sunnis want to go and participate? They want to participate. You know, when Dajjal will come, the Prophet ﷺ said, many of the people, they will say, you know, in my own words, they will say, "Bro, let's go and check out what's happening." And the Prophet ﷺ said that they will be embroiled in the fitna of Dajjal. And how many Sunnis actually go to these martyrs? How many Sunnis go to these martyrs? And what happens in these martyrs? They have them now in Manchester. I don't know what happened in the Manchester one, but let me tell you about the ones that I have seen. In Pakistan, when they used to go past the Darul where we used to study, they would curse the Sahaba at the top of their voices. At the top of their voices, they would curse the Sahaba. And the Prophet ﷺ, when he would go past the place where the Azab of Allah had descended, what would he do? He would hurry past that place. And he would tell the Sahaba to hurry past that place. What do you think happens in a place where the group, where the people are swearing at who? The Sahaba radiallahu anhu, who were the greatest of creation after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. They swear at Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. I've heard this with my own ears. They swear at Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. And people, Sunnis, want to see what's happening there. See, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man kathara swada qawmin fahuwa minhum." Whoever increases the numbers of a certain group, then he is from them. Who increases their show and their zenith, he is from them. And therefore, if you participate in a martyr, you are performing a haram act. You want to go to Manchester and see a jaloos? You are performing a haram act. And if you go to commendable gathering like this gathering, then you will be rewarded. And this is why when Aisha radiallahu anha wanted to see a group of people performing jihad training, she stood behind the Prophet ﷺ and she watched them perform jihad training. And the Prophet ﷺ allowed her. Why? Because it was a commendable act. But if you see a place where the Azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being, where the Azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends, then it is haram. It is haram to participate in these gatherings. And how many Sunnis do you see? You know, and now we have the jalooses in England. MashaAllah, that's all we need. What do you think the kuffar, when they see these jalooses, what do you think they think? You know, a group of people beating their chest, walking down the street, wailing and crying over a Sahabi radiallahu anhu who passed away 1400 years. What kind of perception do you think they have about the deen? What kind of religion is this? You know, you don't have to send an army to fight these people. All you do is kill a few of their prominent sheikh and they'll beat themselves to death. This is it. You know, the last thing we need is these kind of things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who love the Ahlul Bayt. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who love the Sahaba radhiyallahu ajma'in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who appreciate the sacrifices of us Salaf and the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us united in this dunya. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunite us in Jannatul Firdaws. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.